Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and it's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. I want to thank so much Dr. Pat for allowing me to host this very special episode here while she's taking some rest and relaxation, which she so very well deserves. If it wasn't for this platform, the people that I'm going to introduce you to today, we wouldn't be here. The Cornelia Stephanie Media Group that I founded during my time with Transformation Talk Radio wouldn't exist. It has been with the vision of Dr. Pat Bocelli's dream that she realized her dream in creating this network, in creating this platform that we can show up, share our gifts with you, the audience, to inspire you to live your best life, to live a healthy life, to live a life, the life that you came here to live. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to inspire you today with some incredible people that have had many dark nights of the soul and that have turned their life around. These are some of the best practitioners, coaches, healers, and experts on the planet. And I'm going to introduce them to you. So my first guest today is Meena Puri. Meena Puri from Ayurvedic Healing Center. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show today.
Thank you, Cornelia, for having me here. And I'm so just listening to the introduction is inspiring. And to be part of this collective voice that the world needs to hear. The truth is, there are a lot of people who would like to inspire from their stories. And the truth also is that a lot of people are needing the inspiration from those who have went through the dark night of the soul, or I like to call the dark night of the ego, because when the soul actually evolves, it becomes lighter. It does not become dark. It's really our ego that has a problem. So, and to collect, to unite our voices together with the best, and I am talking the best, you will be hearing from the others today. And with the, you know, the leadership of Cornelia Stephanie in her Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app, which is featuring the collective voices and stories of those of us who have been through the dark night of the ego, who have healed their past, who have experience as their biggest teacher, and who continue to expand, grow, and who really hold the vision to hold the light to, you know, when we become enlightened, it's not just for us. When the light, when the candle is lit, it actually is lit for so many around us, for the darkness around us. So when we unite the voices of people who are similar to myself, we really are envisioning, or we really are meaning to make a larger impact for those people who may need the inspiration, who may need the guidance, who may need the upliftment, and who may need the support. So I'm so glad to be here, and I hope that the listeners will continue to enjoy meeting the rest of the group here. Thank you, Cornelia, once again.
Yes, thank you so much. I just want to let everyone know that they can find you as well as anyone that we're going to talk to today in our app. Go to your app store and download the KS Media Group app. or in the Play Store, create your free account, get the free ebook, and go to the directories and look up Meena Puri. She's got incredible resources and inspiration there to help you live your best life. Thank you so much for being here, Meena. It's wonderful to have you.
Thank you.
Okay, so now I'm going to introduce you to our next person, and that is Trish Campbell from InVibe. Trish, are you here? I need to see your video. Yay!
Yes, I'm here.
Trish from InVibe, you are the Love Me coach. Love me, yes. Love you, love us.
Yes.
Right? Yes. You just launched your new book. Let's tell the audience about a little bit about your book. Give us the backstory.
Well, the backstory really is it's based on a major change in my life where it was the end of a relationship, and I wanted to understand how I was showing up in relationships, not just romantic, but at work with family, friends, and going back to connect the dots back into my childhood and finding those wounds that were that had shaped that story that I had taken on, and through that connecting the dots and rewriting that story. So to touch back on what Meena was saying about people looking for inspiration in making change in their life, finding their purpose, really it's all about allowing our soul the journey it came here to take. And that is what is the beauty of what we're doing here in the KS Media Group, because we are doing this together, and nothing of significance is ever done alone. And that's why we're so much more powerful and empowering and inspiring in our message when we're doing this work together, modeling that. As Meena said, we have all been through that, those darkest times, and we have that life experience to share and share our unique gifts, and as we've uncovered in that, and everybody has those. So through my work in working with individuals who are ready for their healing, to heal those wounds so they're not operating from those wounds, and through that they are deepening their relationship with themselves, and therefore that's reverberating into all their other relationships and deepening the connection with each other, and that benefits all of humanity in the collective. So
yes, you said a lot.
I did.
Lots of good nuggets. Yes. Trish, do you have a copy of your book handy there so people can see what it looks like?
I do. And you can connect with get a copy of my book connecting through the KS Media Group app. There's a link right in there, as well as a link to all the work that I'm doing. That's now this Love Me, Love You, Love Us is the foundation of that self-love, that way of being in all spaces.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful for this opportunity, Cornelia and Dr. Pat, to share our message and to share our gifts and to serve humanity in this way.
And that's why I called you all here today, because I wanted to have you speak on, you know, why it is, what it is that you're serving, what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're inspired to do. And you all are, I didn't even get to ask the question, because you all are just in such service that you can't even help yourself, but to just share what it is that you're doing. It's so wonderful to have you here, and it's wonderful that you just launched your book. There's still plenty of time for everyone to go grab that book and begin that Love Me process. Because when we know that when we truly love ourselves, when we're truly here for ourselves, that's the energy that ripples out. And that's one of the best relationships that we can have. So thank you, Trish.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Now let me introduce you to another powerful, wonderful woman, wonderful healer, medicine woman. That is T. Lotus. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show today.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. I'm so excited to be here.
Great. So you have an incredible story. You lost your son to suicide this year.
Yes, yes.
And you are carrying on with your message to spread love and light.
Yes. January 1st of this year, lost my oldest son to suicide. And this entire year has been a healing journey for me. I am the healer who needs healing. And so it's been an an experience that now I understand I am going through to help others heal through their loss, their grief. I am a 7D intuitive healer. My business is The Sacred Path. And through my work, I am radiating. My son's name is Carrie, and I radiate his light through my work, moving forward as I emerge from the muddy waters of the grief that that has enveloped me this entire year. But I'm here. I am a living example that we have the power within us to heal and to break through, that we don't have to stay in low vibration. We don't have to stay in depression. We don't have to stay in, we don't have to accept our thoughts and emotions when they don't serve us. Allowing and accepting that where we are, and then reaching out allowing the universe, spirit, God to bring to us the healing that we need. This is my journey right now, and I fully understand now that moving forward, I'm meant to help other people do the same.
And you are, just having gone through the most unbearable experience that any person could ever have to deal with, you did, and you're here, and you are in service supporting others now that are possibly faced with something like this and or other grief, different stages of grief, different kinds of grief. It's, loss. So people can find you in our app, and they can certainly find you on social media. So everybody look out for T. Lotus, The Sacred Path on social media. Thank you, T, for being here. We appreciate you. We love you. We're going to take a break here on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes but just don't know how? I want to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar, fabulous book by Carl Greer. This is a memoir. It has questions that help us understand what our story is about, how to change it, and how to live a life that is so aligned with who we are. For more information to purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host today on the Dr. Pat Show. And we were talking in the break. What an honor and a pleasure it is to be here. And thank you again to Dr. Pat Bocelli and her amazing team at TTR Network and the wonderful vision that she had in co-creating this beautiful platform so that we can come here and shine our light, share our gifts and our wisdom. One lady I'm going to introduce you to right now is Susan Axelrod. Susan Axelrod is known as the confidence coach, but so much more. Susan is an inspirer. She's a philanthropist. She is a coach. She is a woman who radiates wealth. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Cornelia. Great to be here. And I want to reiterate all that and more. Dr. Pat was my first co-host, and it was my first podcast, and I'm delighted to be here today.
Wonderful. So, Susan, you're here to serve. You're here to serve. That's, you know, I see you doing this all the time and sharing on your social media, you know, generously giving of your time and of your resources. And, you know, what is it that drives you? What is it that gets you to show up and share the way that you do?
The same thing that the others have said, which is my own story, Cornelia. And the thing about the people you've brought together in the KS Media Group is, that makes us the world's best, that makes us influencers, is that we are in our authentic voices because we do our work intuitively from our own stories. And so I would like to speak about my intuitive business work here today, because that is the thing that I think is most needed. Would that be okay?
Absolutely. You know, share with us how you serve, because that's the part where you're engaged every day. You naturally do it. You organically do it. And it's how you change people's lives. And that's what we're here to talk about.
Thank you so much. I do serve many different groups, but the one that touches my heart and that really reaches my own place of deepest intuition is women who are either in business for themselves or want to go into business for themselves. I have done this over the last decade. I've been doing my own year-end self-achievement work and realizing I've grown a profitable coaching business. And I've worked so well to support women who are in business with themselves through a couple of different things. One is I offer a weekly business accountability group. Cornelia's in this group. A bunch of amazing women are in this group. And it's more than just a business group. We support each other in so many very deep ways. I also offer LinkedIn training. And I have found that many women in business are not taking advantage of LinkedIn, Cornelia. They're not understanding how the platform can serve. My business has grown myself through using LinkedIn. And finally, I teach and train a business system that I call intuitive business. In my business system, I teach the three V's, which is vision, values, and voice, and the four S's, which of course starts with sacred, which is your intuition space, and then strategy, structure, and systems. And so for this group today, I created a really beautiful offering, Cornelia, because my media coach, Cornelia Stephanie, taught me that I should be ready. So I did create a four-part introduction session to intuitive business, and we'll include the links to that here with the podcast. And it's something that it can be a game changer for women in business for themselves.
Absolutely. Wonderful. And people can contact you on your social media. Will you put the links below then?
I will. They can find me on the KS Media Group app. I am the confidence coach, and my website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Excellent, Susan Axelrod. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Allow me now to introduce you to our next guest. And I have met Nadine Searle. It has been over a year ago now, and she first came onto my podcast, and her and I had such a wonderful connection that we have become cohorts, we've become friends. She's in our mastermind group as well, and she's a leading expert influencer. And so one of the things that Nadine brings to the table, she brings her calmer self wherever she goes. So Nadine, welcome to the show.
Hello, Cornelia. Thank you so much for inviting me. Yes, I love to bring the calm, don't I? I'm not always calm, but I can do that. So yes, lovely. Yeah.
It's so wonderful to have you. So you are presently in England. That's where you live. And it's so great to have you here.
Yes. Isn't it wonderful that we can communicate this way?
It is. And so tell us now, how is it that you bring the calmer self? How do you serve humanity? What inspires you? What is it that you do out there in the world, and how do you help people?
I think, like everyone's already said, you know, I'm coming from a place of lived experience. I developed my Calmer Self method, which is a 6-step program, because I needed it myself. I was one of those people that was doing everything for everyone else. I was the go-to person to go, oh, go to Nadine, she'll get that done for you. Looking after everyone, but not looking after myself. I didn't know how. I didn't know what self-care was. I didn't even realise that I needed to look after myself. So through a process of actually learning, I always say I learned the hard way so that you don't have to. I learned all the things that I now teach other people, how to step out of those feelings of overwhelm, feelings of fear quite often, and exhaustion. And actually, I listen to the people that come to me. They've normally hit a wall when they come to me, actually, the people that reach out eventually to me, because it's a long, hard journey, isn't it, to realise that we need some help. And I listen to people, I understand, because I have been where they are now. And then I actually work out a programme for them. I have a guideline of my 6 steps, but it's individualised because we're all unique. So that's how I love to help people. And it's exactly what everyone else in your wonderful group is doing, the KS Media group, is helping people from a place of knowing, understanding and caring, so that we can change. And as I say, I change people from that fear, exhaustion, confusion into a place of clarity, confidence and getting everything done with ease and joy, because that's what we can do if we just know how.
And you know, I can't think of a greater time right now than to, you know, raise your immune system by reducing stress.
This is exactly what we need to do, isn't it? Stepping out of that feeling of stress is so beneficial for our emotional health and well-being and for our physical health. And you're absolutely right. Boosts our immunity, and we all need that now.
Yeah, and I love the fact that you customize it according to each person, because everybody has a different amount of stress. Not everybody's in the same space. So that's another reason why you're different, Nadine.
Exactly. We're all so unique, aren't we? So we all need different kind of.
Yeah, yes. So beautiful. Thank you. Let's tell the audience, you know, where they can find you in our app. You know, what are
Yes, go to the KS Media Group app, download it, create your account, and you can access everything. And I am there. Find me. You'll find my picture, Nadine, Calmer Self. There's meditations in there that you can try. I've got my podcast in there. I do a podcast with you, Cornelia, don't I? Inner Child, Self-Realization and the Inner Child. There's Calmer Self podcasts as well. But go to the app. There's so much valuable information there from everybody.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, Nadine, for
being here at this time
and for sharing your calmer self with us all. We're going to take a break on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and I'm getting ready to introduce you to the man, and that is David George Brook. He is called That Gratitude Guy. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Cornelia. I really appreciate it. It's very nice to be here.
So awesome to have you here. It's so awesome to have you part of our group. Everyone that meets you, that knows what you're up to, loves being in your energy. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I attribute it to gratitude. And as That Gratitude Guy, that's kind of now my middle name, I think. But it's all about an attitude of gratitude. And I was thinking as I was listening to the other guests, hosts, talk about the things that they do, my whole picture is all about framing people to have an attitude of gratitude or a gratitude mindset. And you think about the times that you heard the dark night, a very dark time. We've had a very stressful year and a half, 2 years, certainly through the pandemic and everything else, just the normal stresses of life. So my whole approach is with gratitude, and I'll mention the gratitude journal here in a second, about really helping people to give them a healthy coping mechanism in a world of so many destructive and deadly coping mechanisms. And I mean, there's so many people are suffering, and they talk about suicide and depression and anxiety and these things that have happened. And so I offer this great coping mechanism. And I think as part of the KSMG media group and the app, I think we're all influencers that bring so many different modalities forward to have certain ones for certain people. But I think the thing I am spoiled by the most is gratitude kind of across the board. Helps everybody. And when I do, when people ask me, what do? Well, I do gratitude keynote speaking. I do gratitude coaching. I do online courses. I sell my books and journals. And I'll go all the way from a junior high to a senior center. So from 15 to 95, everybody can learn and apply an attitude of gratitude. And it's just so helpful because I just look at it as this, again, coping mechanism that helps somebody every single day focus on what they have versus what they don't have. It's so easy to go down the negative path. And so if you focus on that, and one of my favorite sayings is gratitude turns what you have into enough. And it can help you. It's helped me. And it can help so many people. And that's why I'm so passionate about taking this message across the country.
And not only are you, you know, helping people with their gratitude, you also just recently did a course on So You Want to Be a Speaker. Yep. So all of those people out there that want to be speakers, if you want more information about that course, I took David's course because I want to always grow and learn and get better. He put together a fascinating course that will help you launch your speaking career, because he's helping you with some of the mistakes that he's made in the past and what to do now, how to capture people's attention from the moment that you first walk on the stage. So there were so many wonderful things that you shared with us that day. So not only gratitude, not only speaking engagements, and then of course this course that you just put together, but you're also a father.
Correct.
And you've got two sons, and your one son is getting ready to come and join you for the holidays, right?
Correct. I'm very excited. Very excited.
Good. Yeah. Well, David, where do we get those amazing gratitude journals?
Well, you can actually, I just happen to have one handy. You can get one through the Gratitude, the KSMG Media Group app, as well as you can get them on Amazon. You can go to my website, which is thatgratitudeguy.com, and you'll get a signed copy. And for a limited time, you'll get one extra journal, half price, both signed through the end of January. So I highly recommend it. And as I always tell people, it's so important about writing in a gratitude journal. If you think about it, it's like a dream. If you talk about it, it inspires you. But if you write about it, it empowers you, makes such a big difference. So I highly suggest a gratitude journal. It can help you immeasurably.
Thanks, David. Thanks so much. And for all of you that are listening, David also has his own podcast. So anywhere where you listen to podcasts, David George Brooke, That Gratitude Guy, and up your gratitude, raise your vibration, and it's going to support you to live your best life. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Cornelia.
Okay, we're going to introduce you to our next leading influencer, and that is Cindy Lin, integrative life coach. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show today.
Thank you so much, Cornelia, for having me. It's great to be here today. Very exciting. Some really tough acts to follow. You've had some great folks talking this morning.
We've got amazing people in our group. You're in our group as well. So people can find you in our app as well. You're new to the team. However, you are certainly adding so much value with your presence and your integrative healing. What does it mean to be an integrative life coach?
Well, Cornelia, it's very much about taking the experiences that you have in life, the good and the not so good, and sometimes even the terrible, and not just surviving them, but actually making them consciously a part of who you are becoming. So this time of year, a lot of us look back, and it's very helpful to say, what have we learned from the experiences that we've had this year? But when I work with my group, I have a healing community, specifically for women after diagnoses. We take it a step further and we say, who do I wanna become from this experience? So learning is one phase. And then what part of that learning do we want to integrate into who we are becoming? And that process happens kind of automatically, but not always consciously, where we're choosing which parts we bring forward or which lessons we bring forward. Sometimes we end up at the end of an experience unhappy or even bitter or resentful. And so by consciously choosing what you want to learn and what you want to integrate into who you are, we can become something better from all of the experiences we have.
And that's so empowering, is basically you are helping people become their own healer and carry on. And so this is how you're serving your community. How can people find out more about your community?
I am also honored to be on the KS Media Group app, so they can find Cindy Lin there. And there's very specific links to my community. And there's some very special Christmas presents living there. So I welcome people to check that out. And CindyLin.com.
Yes. And Cindy, I love your niche, how clear you are with helping people after diagnosis, or helping people after, you know, when they have had illness or having illness, and that you zero in on those people to give them hope, to help them carry on, and to, you know, again, learn from that experience as well as heal.
Absolutely. Their very best life after a diagnosis.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Thank
you.
Have
a wonderful holiday.
Yes.
Thanks. Yes. Thank you. And so you all, let me introduce you to our next guest. and that is Jenny C. Cohen. Dance to heal, dance to heal. Jenny, welcome.
Hello, Cornelia. Thank you for having me, and thank you to Dr. Pat for giving us this opportunity to speak on what is our passion at this time, especially the KSM Media Group has a collective whole. I really feel that we are the best approach for someone seeking to find and redefine themselves for this coming year. We all give this very similar message of healing and hope. However, we learn differently, all of us do, and we also learn differently from day to day. And I love that we all have these messages that overlap, but different methods to approach it, even different voices. And I really encourage our listeners to please download that app so you can access this healing that's free to you.
Yes. Yeah, so Jenny, you know, you have a unique, first of all, you have a podcast. It's called Dance to Heal. And tell us a little bit about your podcast, what people can learn from what does it mean, Dance to Heal, and why did you ignite that? Why did you start that?
Thank you for the opportunity to speak on that. First of all, you see me here in front of the screen or you hear my voice, and I want to let you know I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm a teacher, I'm a student, I'm a performer that tells stories. And in the midst of all of these things happening, I was diagnosed and survived breast cancer. And I'm also a trauma survivor. Being an occupational therapist prior to children, I call it BC, because I homeschooled my kids until college. When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I realized that I've been trying to heal myself all my life through movement and through dance. So Dance to Heal was born from trying to meld all these multidisciplinary approaches. And so Dance to Heal will present anyone who's interested modalities of internal work through breath work, meditation, and there's a physical approach with movement options like yoga and dance.
And so that's so awesome. You know, I always, when I watch your shows, Jenny, I always get so inspired by your creativity with the way that you structure them, the guests that you bring on. And so tell us a little bit about the guests that you bring on, because you also have a very specific way of going about that. What's your strategy behind that?
I have this varied approach of inviting guests who have different ways of different roles that dance has played in their lives. And I wanted to show this diamond approach. You know how diamonds have multiple facets to them? And we all have very various ways of introducing all sorts of things into our lives. However, because everyone's individual, we have different ways of interpreting it and integrating it into our lives. And I wanted to make sure that anyone tuning into those podcasts could find some sense of themselves and some way of applying movement to heal themselves.
Yes. And that's, and you do get people to move in the podcast, which is what I love so much. So the other thing that we know you for in our KS Media Group is we know you as the cat lady, the cat lover lady. So, and you always do these amazing videos or reels on Instagram that, you know, that are funny and that are inspiring. So all those cat lovers out there, follow Jenny C. Cohen on Instagram and, you know, be inspired by the way that she adores her pets as well.
Yes, I do invite you to join me. If you go to my website, Jenny C. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, and access a free workshop on movement, you just enter your email and then you'll be added to my email list. I will also let you know when we launch an OnlyFans account for just my cats.
Good. Wonderful, Jenny. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I just love listening to these people. I love shining the light together with them. And now let me introduce you to another podcast. And that is Dr. Kate Steiner. Welcome, Dr. Kate. There
Hello.
You are.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here with you and on the Dr. Pat Show.
Isn't that fun? Isn't it fun to share our resources and support each other and make everything multi-purposeful?
Yes, always fun.
So you are known in our community as the burnout recovery coach. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about, you know, the feeling crispy and what all of that means?
Yeah, I would love to. So I support professionals who are burdened by burnout into a space of recovery through a self-reflective process. That is a process that I developed through my dissertation research, but also through my own experience. And feeling crispy is the verbiage that I use to describe my own burnout. So it really comes down to that piece of when we are trying so hard to keep things together on the outside, and we're working really hard to not show our burnout to anyone or our stress to anyone else, but just under the skin, if someone were to cut us open, we might explode in kind of some steaminess, and that might come out as anger or sadness or withdrawal, lots of different ways that that appears for people. But that for me is crispy, and that's how I experience my own burnout.
Yes. And so right now you are helping one-on-one clients with their burnout, right? When mm-hmm. they might come to a place in their life where they just feel like they just can't go on anymore, and they really need some support, and they really need a way to restructure their lives because maybe they're burned out from their job. Maybe they don't want to do that anymore. So you help people with one-on-one coaching there, right?
I do. Yeah. So individual coaching. I will also be launching a course in January to help support people in a group setting. So I am excited for that endeavor. And I also work with employers who are having difficulty with maybe it's resignations or employee engagement or productivity, to support them in supporting their workers through their burnout recovery.
That's a really important piece right there, is helping the employers, right?
Yes.
Because I feel like helping the employers is kind of like training the parents.
Yes. Yeah. We have to change the culture. You know, work is the place where we spend a majority of our time in the day. And so if it's not a fun place to be, if it's not a welcoming, engaging place for you to be, then that is troublesome. So you can change a lot about how you react to things. And I support people in doing that, but changing the environment makes it even better.
Yes. Changing the environment so that your employees would want to come to work, that mm-hmm. they want to be there, that they enjoy being there. And especially nowadays, I mean, can you believe what's happening out there with, you know, can you believe it? I mean, really, it's like,
yeah, it's scary to think about, actually, the amount of, I'm excited for humans on an individual level that they are coming to the space of reckoning and recognizing their needs to be their happiest, healthiest selves. But the impact that that has had on employment, and then more globally, and us being able to just get things accomplished, is sad and scary in a way.
Yeah, that's why I'm so glad that you're out there doing this work, that you are out there doing the workshops. I know that you're out there speaking and doing workshops and helping, like you said, employers, helping individuals and helping groups, so that we can, you know, tell a different story and mm-hmm. create new environments, better environments that are supporting our physical body, that are supporting our health and well-being. And, you know, but we're the ones that have to create these environments, and we need the tools. And you have the tools, Dr. Kate, right?
I do. I have the tools. So I have a great phased operation and process that helps people in supporting their recovery into burnout. And what we really look at is the aspect that it is not an avoidable experience. It is something that all humans experience. And so that's an important piece. A lot of people come from this place of like, oh, I'll just, you know, put together this amazing wellness plan and I will never experience burnout again. No, you'll still experience it. But the model I use, and I support people in, helps you adjust to that and become more resilient to what I call burn events.
Yeah. Yeah. You've really got this burn thing feeling crispy, hot and fiery. You've really got it down. The other thing you have is you have a podcast. So let's tell the audience about your podcast and where they can find it.
Yeah. So of course you can find my podcast in the KS Media Group app. And that is a great space to go to find that. I also offer recovery moments that are a part of the podcast. So my podcast is the From Burnout to Recovery Show with Dr. Kate. And each week I have a guest join me and they talk about their individual experience with burnout and how they found a space to recovery. That offers a different perspective each week that you may feel connected to, that you may identify like, oh, that's something that I can do for myself as well. And then each show ends with a recovery moment, which is generally a guided reflective process or meditation or affirmation to support you in your recovery.
Thank you so much. I already feel, you know, the energy when we're talking about recovery, the cells get happy.
Yes.
So the cells are happy when we're talking about let's recover. Yay. So Dr. Kate Steiner, thank you so much for coming on today, for taking this opportunity. All of you that are coming on, that are sharing on how you're serving humanity, we thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Kate. And now I'm going to bring on our last guest, and that is Olivia Parwood. She's also part of our Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. You can find her in the app as well. And she is known as the Wisdom Warrior, your Wisdom Warrior. Welcome to the show, Olivia.
Oh, thank you for having me, Cornelia. And thank you, Dr. Pat, for giving us this opportunity. And what a great amount of talent in your group, your KS Media Group. It's just really fun to listen to all the experts here. The world's
best. It really is. It just, you know, like, again, I feel so grateful that I'm surrounding myself with professionals like yourself, with amazing people like yourself and all the people that are here, that this is part of my reality and this is part of my opportunity and also responsibility to co-create a new and better way for all of us.
It's beautiful.
So now I know you're doing a lot of things. You're known as the Wisdom Warrior and you've got your Wisdom Institute. You're doing a lot of things. You've got your YouTube channel. You're doing a lot of things out there where you're serving people with your recordings and all of the different courses that you have, and you're in the process of creating a membership. However, let's take a step and take a look at, like, what is the philosophy behind everything that you're talking about, Wisdom Warrior?
Well, it's interesting following you, Dr. Kate, because one of the reasons I really got intuitively to do this with your Wisdom Institute is that I spent 30 years in the corporate world and I really did get burned out by the culture. And I was a data scientist, so I started doing research on how companies that treat their people well actually make more money. And it inspired me to want to bring, really, I got guidance to bring love into the corporate world, but I didn't quite know how to do that. So when I retired, I looked around at other people who kind of felt like I did and had great wisdom to share. So that sort of was the birth of your Wisdom Institute, where I want to bring people together and give them an audience in the corporate world and really in general, but to fulfill my promise to bring love into business and just to share all this wisdom that I feel gets lost when people retire. They were often marginalized and looked at as, I don't know, you know, just no more to offer the culture or society or business. So I want to give those people a voice.
You know, we've talked about this before, you and I actually met you. You came on the Stories of Hope. That's kind of like where I met a lot of you, because, you know, you come here, you share your gifts, you share your brilliance, and then we develop a relationship, and then we continue on collaborating together like we are, because we're working for a common goal, and that is to vibrate higher, to spread love, and to educate and empower each other. Yeah. And so, you know, the whole piece about bringing love in business, you know, that is such a profound and very simple thing to do, but it has not been very welcomed in our world. So I love that's your passion and that's your mission. And then also bringing another spin onto the retirement piece. You know, that gratitude guy, David George Brooke, we've talked about this as well, that when we're, you know, past our 50s, we're just really getting started. We just have the wisdom now that we didn't have, you know, before. And now we have the wisdom and we don't want to retire and hang up our hats because we want to inspire and grow and learn, right? Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that's what your messaging is as well.
Yeah, I think people that are drawn to the KS Media Group want to be in service to others. Just if that's what it feels like to me, that was my urge. And when I found this group, it just felt like such a good fit because there we are as a planet, I feel, going to a higher frequency. And there's going to be a lot of opportunities for people who might have just stayed hidden before to step out and really share. And the world needs our wisdom, all of our wisdom. I really feel we're all born with something to give. It might be just to a neighbor or it might be on a broader scale, but we all, I feel like we all get fed through giving. They say, if you're depressed, go volunteer at a homeless shelter or a place where, you know, where mothers are protected and play with kids, and they'll just love you up because they're so grateful that you're there, that you'll end up feeling good. So I always like that aspect of being in service because it feeds us as well.
Yeah. And I can't even, you know, now more than ever, we need those kinds of communities. We need that type of service. We need that type of connection, human connection, loving each other, being kind to each other, caring for somebody, sitting and holding space, asking a person, how are you feeling today? Not because you're sick, but just because. I want to know how you're feeling, right?
And really know, not just have them say fine, but like, tell me what's going on, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, because, hey, if you're feeling sad, and that's okay. You know, sometimes we feel sad and we're processing so much, but to acknowledge the feelings, I'm feeling sad and I'm not feeling particularly inspired today. And that's okay, because thank God the feelings don't last, because one day or one minute we can feel sad and then the next minute we can feel gratitude again.
Well, and I'd love to speak to that, but that I spent most of my life in my left brain as a data scientist. And so if somebody had a problem, I was paid a lot of money to solve problems, right? And so I would give advice. And I had to really learn. I got great feedback from people who loved me that said, sometimes I don't want your advice. And it was so powerful because I learned it through experiencing people and not giving advice and realized they had better answers than I did if I just held space for them. That was such a gift to me. And I feel like there's people out there that love to give advice that maybe they could do that through your Wisdom Institute, but also just to learn to hold space for each other and let us figure things out on our own. So I love both of those things.
Yeah. Did you not take it personal at first when a person said to you, I don't like your advice?
Well, so a friend of mine years ago said, not everybody wants advice. And it didn't sink in. I said, well, what do I do if I know that I can solve their problem? And they said, well, see if they want, offer to make a suggestion, ask them if they want a suggestion. So I thought, okay, that's good. So I started doing that and that worked out better. Most people would say yes. I don't know, probably just to shut me up, who knows. But then later, my sister-in-law would call me and complain a lot. And one time she called and she said, Olivia, I want to talk to you and I don't want you to fix it. And I'm thinking, okay. And that's when I had the experience of just letting her process it and coming out with a better solution. And it was just this epiphany for me. So people were very gentle. And I think early on it hurt my feelings a bit, but now I'm better at it. I'm not always perfect. Sometimes I do blurt out a solution because it's just the way my mind works, but I don't get offended. And people are often very gracious. So it works out okay.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, we're all space holders here in the KS Media Group. I would say that all of us are that. And definitely if you can find a space holder, someone that can support you so that you can be heard, that you can voice your sadness, that you can voice what is going on with you. Sometimes, like Olivia said, it's just, we just need to have somebody hear us. that, mm-hmm. that somebody cares. And so, and obviously, Olivia, you're practicing the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. You are not taking it personal. So, hey, that's, you know, that's growth. And may we all, you know, practice those agreements. Do you know what the Four Agreements are? Don't take it personal is one. Mm-hmm. What are the other?
Be true to your word, or be impeccable with your word. Never assume. Don't take things personally, and always do your best.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.